What's going on, AfterBuzz family? You knocked and we are buzzing you in. Happy 2018. We're back for the after show of Married to Medicine. Tonight we're going to cover Fly Girls and Low Riders, only on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It feels so good.
Hey.
It feels so finesseful.
Yes.
Make that face. Ooh, like a stanking. Like a stanking. Like a stanking.
Hey.
Hey. Yes, we do.
There's a reason why they watch all night long. Ooh. Yeah, I know we'll turn heads forever. So tonight I'm gonna
this song
show.
Feels good.
It does, right?
This song feels good.
Hey.
Hey.
That's what you do.
That's what you do. Choice. You did it again, baby. You did it again, baby. Show out. Hey, it's all you. Take that solo. That's your solo. You know it. You know it. DJ Richie Scott did it again, damn it. Let me tell you something. I might bounce my shoulders real well. I might give you that face, that look, and that shoulder lean. But it's all because of the man to my left. Because this was such a great selection this week, I'm going to let you start it off. Who are you? They need to know who you are.
It's your boy DJ Richie Sky. You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky. And quick little announcement. You guys can catch me Thursday at the Critics' Choice Awards. Mm-hmm. I'll be co-hosting the VR experience there. So definitely look out for that. I'm excited to be back in 2018. I'm excited to be back with my girl.
Back and better than ever, baby.
Ow.
Did you know he's on Bravo Stripped? And did you know that he's going to be on some other stuff? I can't even tell you. It's so exclusive.
Hey.
I can't even tell you. But I may not be as big as him, but baby, I came back in 2018 and I'm determined to be better. It's your girl, McCall Hall. You can find me on social media when sports and pop culture collide at So McCall Hall on Twitter with four O's and McCall Hall of Fame on Instagram.
Boom.
And this is the after show for Married to Medicine, the only after show on AfterBuzz TV that gets a crumb. Turn up one more time. Just because. Let's get it. Get it, Cardi. Woo! Now, if you need to follow AfterBuzz TV, you've already followed us. You already follow what we do. You've seen him on Bravo. Go on AfterBuzzTV.com, at AfterBuzz TV on social media. Look at all the other hosts, all the other shows. We got a lot of great programming out here.
Boom.
But, you know, we the only ones that started off like that. I ain't gonna toot my own horn, but toot toot. Rich.
Yes.
Welcome back.
2018. I'm so glad to be back.
We here. We out here.
We
had
here.
A little bit of time off.
We did.
We took two. So those of you guys who are just catching up with us, we took two episodes, well, 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
We took Christmas Eve off, which was the Mama Drama episode that mm-hmm. we'll talk about a little bit tonight. And then New Year's Eve, they didn't have an episode
yes.
for good reason because Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen had their own function going.
There you go.
Did you see that on CNN?
I didn't see it.
They were acting a fool.
I would too.
You know, any resolutions for 2018?
You know, my biggest thing about 2018 is just to focus on health and wealth. That's really my two
Well, you got
top
the health
things.
Part down, and you always seem to be food, you know, fitted and suited and booted. I don't know about the wealth part either. I'm sure you have those covered.
Well, I just feel like it's about more this year than just me. It's about also educating other people. So that's, I really want to focus on being of service more in 2018 than I was in 2017.
So if I start calling you and bothering you, you said this is what you wanted.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
And again, if you guys want to follow DJ Richie Sky on Instagram, he's there to help you.
What about you? What's 2018 bringing for you?
2018 for your girl is about purpose,
okay,
and focus and determination and intention. I believe that in 2018, for me, I want to live with intention. My yes is my yes, my no is my no. And what I set out to do, I'm doing it with purpose, and every step is going to be strategic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just going to be out here just having a shot of tequila like Dr. Simone and just seeing where the cards fall. That is my segue. And if you don't like it, so what? To all of our family out there on social media and YouTube and whatnot, please keep commenting. We appreciate it. We really do love you guys. And at the end of the season, we'll give everybody a shout out, okay?
Oh, can I do a quick shout out?
Please.
To everybody who voted in the poll today, it did poll the people again to ask them which song we should come in on. And they chose this particular song, Finesse, by Bruno Mars and Cardi B. So shout out to everybody for engaging. That's just one way that you guys can talk to us. We'll obviously chat back with you guys on YouTube and Twitter as well.
What was this song up against?
It was actually another Bruno Mars remix to That's What I Like featuring Party Next Door.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a double Bruno's day.
Okay. And the song's very fitting with the Finesse Challenge and, yes, you know, this whole 90s theme music video. Tonight we had a 90s theme party. So kudos to you and your fans. So let's get into it. Dr. Simone, first of all, had a very touching opening scene with a little person. I thought that was very touching. I didn't know much about the community, but,
I didn't either.
You know, it really opened up my heart because it's like everybody wants to have love. Mm-hmm. And that's what I heard from that little lady. She wanted to find love.
You know what was so fascinating to me was to find out.
And she wanted to offer love.
When a little person has kids that they may not be a little person.
Yeah, they might be grown. They might be big.
I just thought that might have been, like, inherent in the, like, even if it's two little people that get together and they have a kid, that kid could turn out to be, like.
But then think about it, Rich. If I'm a traditional sized and proportioned person,
yeah,
and I have a little person, but I'm not a little person.
That's true.
So
that's
why
true.
Why the double standard?
That is very, very true.
A man can sleep with a million women and not be a hoe.
You took it to
thing.
A whole new place.
It's the same thing with little people. So if little people want to fall in love with normal sized people or other little people and have little people or have no, what, do what you want to do. Just don't let anybody tell you don't deserve love.
Boom.
That's my whole point. So like I mentioned, we're not going to go into the last episode line by line, scene by scene. It was pretty much all about their brunch.
Mm-hmm.
The ladies, to start this episode, actually kind of go back in time and talk about the brunch.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Mariah having a discussion with her mother. Now, what is her mom's name again? I can't remember.
Lucy. Miss Lucy.
Miss Lucy. She came in with a cobalt blue jumpsuit. First of all, she wears jumpsuits better than any person I've ever seen.
I will admit, when she came,
she comes through,
high stepping through there with her little jumpsuit on. I was like, Miss Lucy keeps it together.
And a cane.
With the cane.
And a cane.
I wasn't even going to reference the cane, but listen, she worked it out.
Mariah's mother, Miss Lucy, is an honorary member of Kappa Alpha Psi. With that cane, all she need to do is start twirling it.
She might hit somebody with that cane. You better watch out.
She already hit somebody with a purse.
Okay.
Bloop. But Mariah's mom talked about, Dr. Contessa's nanny, Miss Renee. And I gotta tell you, when you're the belle of the ball, so in the last episode they had this Mother's Day brunch, but it was really to honor Mariah's mom, Miss Lucy. Dr. Renee's nanny, or excuse me,
Dr. Contessa's nanny,
Miss Renee, mm-hmm, was acting a complete fool and had way too much to drink. I just feel like...
But did she have too much to drink?
That's the thing. She's always kind of on that level of, I'm going to just tell it like it is.
See, you know...
You're thinking what I'm thinking.
I'm thinking, there's a person that tells it like it is, right?
Yes.
But then there's a person that just has no couth. And I feel like she just doesn't have any couth. I'm sorry, Donnell Jones, but you need to talk to her.
You know what's up, Donnell Jones. Your mama crazy.
Like, unless she's going through something, like, really, really major. I mean, just from what I've seen of her thus far, like, I mean, it's bizarre.
It's super bizarre. And my whole thing is, you know that where you guys are going is going to have adult beverages. So if she lacks couth, That coot's going to be so far gone when she get that drink in her system.
Right.
Why would you bring her?
Well, my thing is, I feel like Dr. Contessa has said, you know, not to jump around, but it seemed as though she's shocked by her behavior at this event.
I call BS.
And rightfully so, based on what we see later. But, you know, I'm just kind of like, it's just crazy to me.
It's really crazy.
Why would
me
you
as
bring
well.
Her?
And then she called her the B word. And she prefaced
you,
it with,
if you work for me and you call me the B word to my face with a camera there and my colleagues and people that I'm like,
for real.
Oh, you're done.
You're whatever.
You are completely done.
Let me tell you something. Whatever hair you had on your head, I'm going to slap it right off. Because Miss Renee ain't got but about an inch.
Right.
Okay? But it would have been gone.
Out.
Calling me a black anything.
Right.
She called her a black doctor B-word. First of all, I'm going to just tell you right now. Not to give anybody any ideas, because I don't want you to lose your life. But if you call me in whatever and preface it with black too, oh, I'm really going to swing on you. I'm really going to do it. So don't show up in maestros and mastros and try to call me something and think I ain't going to swing on you with my linen napkins and claws, because I'll take it on off. Okay? Just saying. But so anyways, I felt like she was out of line, but there's part of me that wonders if it's for the camera, just being honest, because Dr. Contessa is very refined. Her husband seems to be very refined. I think she pitched the nanny to Bravo, really and truly. I think that's what got her on the show. So this whole, I don't know where this is coming from, I don't totally believe it. But let's move on. Let's move on. Quad meets up with Heavenly, and they talk about the Mother's Day brunch. And Heavenly says something very concerning. She referred to the Mother's Day brunch as ghetto, not because of the butterflies on the ground, not because of some of the decor. She said because they didn't have brown liquor. I'm confused. Because as a woman who has indulged in her fair share of brown liquor, I will say I have had the most brown liquor at ghetto events. And that's fine.
I feel like the brown liquor is usually what makes the event ghetto. This is no shade to any, you know, brown liquor connoisseurs out there. But, I mean, let's be real. Like, if you go someplace and you see some E&J laying on the table, like, I'm naturally assuming that this is a little bit of a ghetto event. I personally think that Dr. Heavenly is just hating on Mariah and doesn't really like her. And she probably still salty because Miss Lucy didn't really accept her apology.
She didn't. She said it's going to take some time. Now, Miss Lucy, we don't know how much time you got. You already had one stroke.
Okay, but you know what, though? I can really respect somebody that says, I can't accept that right now, and do it politely.
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like that's real versus saying that, you know, because a lot of times I feel like people apologize and we feel like when they apologize, we have to accept it right then and there.
And you don't have to.
You don't have to.
That's a great
now,
point.
Now, you want to get to that, absolutely, because if the person was humble enough to come to you in that regard, but there's still the human aspect of forgiveness, and that just doesn't happen like that.
It doesn't. I think that we all do a disservice. That was a fantastic point. And I have been a victim of that. You know, somebody said something to me that I didn't like or whatever it might be. And I say, you know, they give an apology. I'm sorry. I apologize. I don't believe in saying I'm sorry, but I will say I apologize.
Right.
But I have been in a moment where I didn't necessarily, you know, accept it, but I said, okay, we're cool. And we weren't.
Right.
And then
we're cool.
We're cool. And then I go on and I'm interacting with you, and the whole time I want to just take, you know, my Alizé bottle and hit you upside the head. First of all, we'll wait to
and
talk about that Alizé.
In 2018, she's not doing that because she's acting with intention, so she's going to be completely aware of how she feels at every moment.
But if I am going to hit you with an Alizé bottle, I am going to be very strategic and proceed with purpose and intention when I go upside your head. Okay. Shout out to DeBrat having to pay this young lady $6.4 million. Did you hear about that? 90s rapper DeBrat has to pay an ex-cheerleader, $6.4 million for cracking her upside the head with an Alizé, or maybe it was Hennessy bottle.
Listen, y'all better watch these bottles.
Because they'll come flying at you.
Okay.
So, Rich, do you remember New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
So you didn't drink that much?
Oh, I did. I remember New Year's Eve. I also vividly remember being bedridden all day on New Year's Day.
That was me on Christmas. I got drunk as hell waiting on Santa. So Dr. Contessa asked Miss Renee if she remembered that party. Mm. And her response was very defensive.
Very.
You know, what she said was, yes, she remembered, but she tried to remember that she was the victim in that moment. You weren't the victim. You were lucky that you were even invited.
So, okay. I know you kind of have your suspicions.
She said she felt out of place.
This is what I really want to talk about. I know you have your suspicions about, you know, the authenticity of this whole situation. However, I almost feel like it's something real here, because I feel like, you know, I feel like she feels threatened, because clearly all of these women have a lot of money, or their husbands, you know, their families do, you know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like she's protected, and she's almost kind of in there because she's with Dr. Contessa. But you take her out of the security and safety of Dr. Contessa's environment, because Dr. Contessa needs her in order to take care of the kids, or she thinks she needs her.
Because you really don't need nobody. You don't need 2018.
You don't.
You don't need anybody.
You don't. And so she's put her in this position where she feels like, you know, you need me to survive, because she's insecure, because she doesn't live that life as well. Because that's the only reason why she would feel uncomfortable in that scenario.
Okay, and maybe I don't remember the 90s as well as I should, because, you know, I'm still in my 20s. But didn't Donnell Jones sell a lot of records?
Donnell Jones sold a lot of records, of maybe one or two records, and maybe he's still out there on tour. I don't know. I ain't seen him. He won't with Escape or nobody. But what I'm saying is, I feel like he need to be, you know, calling up Candy Coated and stuff like that, because, you know, she puts the people on. But my statement is, I don't know what residuals he's getting, and if she gets anything, because clearly if she was, I don't really feel like she'd be anybody's nanny.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If I had that type, if I was rolling like that, you know, my mother would be the first thing to stop working.
Let me tell you something.
First thing.
It's done.
Done.
It's over. Well, in order to redeem themselves, quote unquote, redeem themselves, Dr. Contessa suggests having a 90s party. So that's why we end up at that 90s party at the end of the episode.
And I'm here for a 90s party.
Yes.
I'm here totally for a night, like, in real life. Like, that is my favorite thing.
Let's have one.
We should.
We'll talk after the show.
We really should.
We should have, like, okay. Well, you guys might get the invite to our 90s party.
That would be fun.
So I want to talk about, before we get to the 90s party, I want to talk about the meeting of the mole. Dr. Jackie.
Why had I never paid attention to that mole before?
You've never seen that gargantuan mole on his face?
I felt like the mole was going to come through the television like the girl in the ring.
My precious. That mole is scary.
It's
but
a
I'm,
lot.
But
it's
I'm
a lot
gonna
of
tell
mole.
You.
Why don't they remove that?
You know,
I would remove it.
Cindy Crawford, who's one of my favorite white women of all time, made a living having that beautiful mole.
For her, and for most women, that tends to be a beauty mark.
You can't tell Curtis he ain't cute. He out here with every little... Where the hell did Dr. We almost call him Dr. Curtis. Where the hell did Curtis find the money to have a custom lowrider?
I don't know, but...
He's a high school basketball
coach. I was wondering the same thing.
He's a high school basketball coach.
I even had to ask. I was like, please, can you verify his occupation again for me? But then I was thinking to myself, you are here with this lowrider, but you running around here with these square toe shoes on. Like, it's, and I know you probably just an older, you know, you an older gentleman, you know what I'm saying? But you riding around with a lowrider, take them off.
Like,
now,
shoes should be pointed at the end.
Boom. In all situations, when you're wearing a dress shoe, remember the point, guys. Just remember the point.
Remember the point. If you wear round toe or square toe shoes, you're low class. And that's just that.
Low.
Low. He shows up in a custom car that I don't know how he paid for. He's a high school basketball coach.
I feel like that's his midlife crisis or his quarter or his end life crisis. I don't know.
I think he's
that
just
life
in
crisis
it. Like
car.
He's in it, the women, the car. Because
yeah.
I don't recall him. Well, and again, they don't show everything, but I don't recall him having that. But anyways, he shows up at the house, rings the doorbell, come on through and rings the doorbell. He doesn't have a key. Okay. You do that to me. Give me my keys.
Boom.
Boom. okay? You ring the doorbell before you come to my house that I'm paying for.
Mm-hmm.
You have keys to your little lowrider.
Yep.
But you don't have keys to my house.
Oh, and there was a question I really wanted shown in this conversation. And I don't know if Dr. Jackie has asked this question. I want to know what has come of the girl.
Yeah, we don't have a clue. I mean, if I were her, I would go into hiding. Number one, she could get sued for some of the things that she spewed. Because if it's a lie, then that could be libel. And for all of my legal folks out there, please feel free to comment on AfterBuzz TV on our social media. But if you spew a lie like that to the public, I think you can be sued for libel.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is any mistruth to how her and Curtis hooked up, I mean, he could sue her.
Well, I mean, from Dr. Jackie's perspective, even if you're willing to have this conversation, you know, considering the fact that you kept this was an ongoing situation,
mm-hmm.
I would need to clarify where she is in all of this.
Yeah.
Where are you guys? Because this was a whole nother relationship.
Yeah.
This wasn't like a fling. You know what I'm saying? A fling is something a little bit different. And I don't know how marriages work because I'm not married. But I feel like it's like you have a whole nother situation going on.
After this situation, hell, I don't know if I want to be married.
Boom. Like, it, really, really and truly.
Really and truly.
It makes you really think like, yo, like when you're tied to this person for the rest of your life, like you're tied to everything that goes on with them.
Everything. Dr. Jackie, they had a flashback from her, their trip to New Orleans. And she said, I want to be the stronger person. A strong person moves forward and can, you know, da 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 da. I don't like that, you know.
I don't like that either.
He did you so wrong, girl. It's okay for you to be in your feelings and tell him to F off.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
But she is willing to sit down with him. And so they do. He comes into the home, makes small talk. Number one, I didn't like the fact that his opening statement was about, are you keeping the house locked? Clearly I'm keeping it locked because your ass can't get in here. What are you talking about, Curtis?
I think that was one of those situations where he didn't know what to say.
Hell, clearly you never know what to say. You don't know how to say, no, young lady, I'm married. You don't know how to say nothing.
All the while this conversation is going on, I'm thinking to myself, how could you cheat on Dr. Jackie? She has a body.
A body in that maxi dress?
She looks better now than when she did when she was younger. According to those photos.
According to the photos.
Okay.
I don't know her whole truth and I don't know her whole story. And I don't know if she's had any work done.
She aging backwards.
But if she has, good for her. Money well spent.
Boom. Because she looks amazing. So, even dressed down and no makeup.
Jackie, I want to just talk about Spectrum. So
okay. He
starts with the small talk. He don't know what to say. Jackie has what I like to call the attitude of gratitude. Before she rips him a new one, before she rips that mole off his face, she thanks him for the flowers and the gifts.
Mm.
That's how classy she is. See, when you're classy, you know how to open it up before you rip it out. When you're classy, okay? But, you know, basically she asks the million-dollar question. And that's, how do you fix humiliation? Because Curtis calls himself wanting to fix it. I want to fix it. And she asks him a question. He didn't even answer it.
No, he did not.
He didn't answer it. But I want to get your opinion. How do you fix humiliation? Can you?
You know, her question was a very psychological question.
And we know he's dumb. He's so dumb. He's so dumb. I'm so tired of it.
You know, and Dr. Jackie is very smart. You know what I'm saying? So I really feel like the proper response to that is, you know, I just believe it's going to take time. Because really, you can't answer that question. You can't fix humiliation.
You can't.
Not for someone else. You can fix your own humiliation. You can change that. But at the end of the day, that's how she feels. You can't change that. But what you can do is say, I don't know how we can fix that, but I do know that I want to make every single effort to try to repair our marriage and to let you know that you can trust me again.
I'll take you back.
Boom. Okay.
I'll take you back.
You just speak from your heart at that moment. Like it's a no brainer. Don't give a line.
Yeah.
Don't avoid. Cause people notice that stuff.
Well, they do. I don't know. If I had been Jackie, So there was a moment in the scene, and they kind of panned out, and I could see Curtis, I could see Jackie, and I was just waiting for her to lunge at him, because that would have been me. I mean, would she have been wrong to just give him one good whap? That would have made for great television. She needed one good
whap.
First
of all, you know, Dr. Jackie, the consummate professional, is never going to step out of character.
Oh, this is the one time I wish she had.
And but you know what's so funny, though? Like, who knows what happened when she actually really found out about it? Because it seemed like...
That's probably why you got a new car. Because you mess with me and you do that to me, honey. I'm a, whatever Toyota Camry you're driving, I don't care if it's a Bentley, it's getting keyed. That's why you got a new car.
Listen,
I don't, Linda.
I don't blame you. Not one bit. Not one bit. Not after that.
Gonna embarrass me and I pay all the bills.
But see, I'm
you
led...
got nothing in your name.
I'm led to wonder if
you
she...
You Pope. I'm sorry, I got mad.
But, you know, we don't know. What if she did really have that moment where she did smack the mess out of him before the camera started rolling for the season?
Well, as a woman of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, as is Dr. Jackie, I can say I do understand why she keeps it together and so cool, because we are classy women. But yeah, when that camera ain't rolling, girl, do what you gotta do. Let's talk about my favorite husband out of all the husbands. And not saying that I lust after him, like, oh, I want to sleep with him, or oh, I think he's fine. But I just love his spirit, and that is Cecil. So, Dr. Simone, if you're watching this, I don't want to sleep with your husband. Hell, sometimes you don't want to sleep with your husband. But I do dig his personality.
Yeah, he seems mad cool. I love this whole business that he has going.
Right.
It to me seems like an amazing thing, and I think it'll do really, really well.
Yeah, so Dr. Cecil has his friends over to the Boom Boom Room, which,
yes, he does.
Which was very nostalgic, because when I was a kid, the house I grew up in, my father renovated our basement and created a man cave of all man caves with a fully stocked, like, crazy nice bar.
Yeah.
And I remember being a little kid and, like, kind of sneaking down there and watching him and his friends just talk shit. And it was so cool. So it was very nostalgic. But he has a wonderful Boom Boom Room. Is that the North House or South House? I can't keep it
That
straight.
Was in the North House.
Okay. So the North House has a Boom Boom Room.
Yes.
And he invited over a friend. Now, let me tell you something. I think you are fine. I really do. My mother thinks you're fine. All of my mother's friends at Bible study think you are fine. But I'm going to tell you right now, that young man, that young strapping man that Cecil had over to the Boom Boom Room named Mark, call me, shoot me a DM, send me a letter, because I'll have you. And so will my mother. That man was fine.
Yo, listen, I don't even blame you for what you're saying right now. Because I was like, because I'm looking at myself, I'm like, why he not on the show?
What? Who is he married to?
He probably not.
Because I'll say I do. Because I didn't see a ring.
I don't feel like, I feel like he's probably random single friend.
God, that ain't right. So Cecil, going back to your point, answers the question that I had 3 or 4 episodes ago. What the hell is Kids Force? So we figure out why he's... So one of our YouTube commenters told us about Kids Force. Mm. I did read the comment. I can't remember who it was, but shout out to you. They kind of go into it a little bit more now. So it's an app that essentially allows kids to find odd jobs and get paid, which I think is great, but I have a little concern. But you like it.
I do like it, because I feel like... In this day and age, I feel like it's where life is going, you know, because people are finding ways to make money out in all kinds of ways right now, right? Mm-hmm. You have things like Uber, you have things like, you know, Postmates, but then you also have these other apps where people just go and do odd jobs, like adults. So it's interesting to see that kids now have it.
Yeah.
I guess the prime concern as a parent would be, who is my kid doing this work for?
That was my main thing. It's like, so I am a child molester, which I am not. God, I hope they don't, like, frame that. God, you gotta be careful how you set stuff up, right?
Right.
But if I were a child molester,
right,
and I wanted to find children to lure, I'm gonna put up a post for $100 to come and, like, put 3 books on a bookshelf.
Is the app available? I'm going to download it.
Download Kids Force. Because
I really, I do want to know what the, like, if there maybe are any parameters for that. And yeah, then we can talk about it.
If there are no parameters, my whole thing is, I think that's a stupid investment. And we find out that Cecil took a large sum of money out of their joint bank account to pay for the startup of this app and didn't tell Dr. Simone. That is a problem. And see, now big I know problem. Why she has issues with him. Because, like, okay, you're trying to do something nice, but you're not communicating.
That's a big problem.
Anything that has to do with an app is 10 grand. I'm going to tell you right now. I know the business. It's 10 grand.
And
did you find it?
I don't see it. The funny thing about it is I don't see it online anywhere.
Probably because it's already been shut down because the kid got molested. Oh, let me stop. Let me stop. Edit that out. Please. Please edit that out.
No, I really don't see it anywhere. So, I mean, we'll have to just wait and see what happens with that because maybe that comes up in a future. Maybe there is some parameter on there so that the parents really control this. I don't know, but in my mind, it sounds like it could be a good idea for kids who are of that mindset that they want to make money. But where is the, you know, oversight?
Yeah, exactly. I want to move on because we are running short on time, as we always are. I don't know why we're always short on time. I guess it's because we're black.
We be late.
Quad goes to Emily's house. Emily's an old friend of the show. They talk about her marriage. And Emily, I just want to bring up one thing Emily says. Emily says, well, you know, you should go on a trip so that your heart will grow fonder. Does that always work? Because sometimes
Did she just go on a trip and her heart is not any fonder?
She just went to New Orleans?
No.
Yeah, that's stupid.
No, Emily, you just want her to go on a trip.
And Dr. I don't want to just real quick before we get to Nani's party. Dr. Jackie and Dr. Simone have a catch up about the meeting that Dr. Jackie had with Curtis. And the one thing that stuck out to me about this scene, it was very short and sweet, was Simone was being very soft about Dr. Jackie taking him back. And I find that to be very odd because if Cecil leaves a box of Cap'n Crunch open without the lid or leave the milk with the top off, she's screaming, I want a divorce. So how is it all of a sudden you think that it's just okay to look past infidelity, Simone, and just, oh, we'll take him back. Simone, you ready to get rid of Cecil every other episode. And this man got a job, a real job, a boom boom room. He got money. He just paid for kids for us. But you ready to kick him to the curb. But Jackie got to take back somebody with a mole and a wandering eye. Isn't that hypocritical?
It ain't just a wandering eye. That's the wandering body parts right there.
Wandering, you know what?
You know, Dr. Simone is always very well-intentioned, but sometimes I don't really feel like, you know, I like her. She's bubbly. But sometimes I just feel like she's not really taking her own advice. She never does.
It's like she's a Christian, but she gonna take Heavenly to the voodoo place. And Heavenly don't do that. And you supposed to be a Christian. Ooh. And you want to go to a voodoo place. Like, you do stuff and it makes me wonder, like, so what is your real truth?
Really and truthfully, Heavenly does not need to be in the voodoo shop because she already got issues she need to deal with. And we don't need to add voodoo to that list.
The voodoo that you do.
Okay, like, honey? That's just less as we see coming up.
As we see coming up. So I want to move on to the 90s party. Miss Renee, Dr. Contessa are getting things ready for the 90s party, and it gets rather heated. I don't know why it got so heated.
I don't know either. I felt like Miss Renee was already in a bad mood, and she was just being real nasty towards Dr. Contessa.
Well, see, and here's my thing. If somebody positions something to you, Dr. Contessa said, this party is to redeem your behavior. So when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, I got to go through with this dumbass party that's supposed to be me apologizing indirectly for me being a mess. I don't like that. So if I were Miss Renee, not to say that she's right, but I probably just would have excused myself. Why does she need to be there, right? Dr. Contessa could have had the party alone and said, hey, Miss Renee, let me give you 2 days pay. You ain't got to come into work. And I'm also going to get you a hotel room. And I'll throw in a spa package. I know you like those facials. But don't come to my house.
Okay.
That would have been what I would have done.
No.
Oh, Doc, Rich.
Listen.
Oh, Rich.
Miss Renee would have been gone a long time ago because I don't like the way she talks. I don't like her nasty attitude. And that type of demeanor, I don't know. To me, it seems very real. It seems like that's who she is. And I feel to myself, I can't have that type of energy in my house and around my kids. And you, lady, will never disrespect me in my own home and in front of my kids while there's a camera here. You're not even going to do that when they're not here. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's Dr. Contessa's fault for allowing this behavior to go on for so long, because I feel like this ain't the first time. And she's just looking surprised for the cameras. That's the only thing that I find to be probably inauthentic.
Well, tell them how you really feel.
I do.
Tell them how you
I
really
do.
Feel, Rich.
I do. I just feel like, as I came to that conclusion as I was talking about it, but I'm like, that's probably the inauthentic thing. She's looking at the camera like, I don't know where this came from. Telling the other girls, I don't know where this came from.
And you know when exactly in actuality, where it came it, from.
You, if you watch the behavior, she's begging and pleading with Miss Renee to do the things that she needs her to do. Why you gotta beg and plead somebody that you pay to do something?
My only reason why I thought Miss Renee might have had a point is because Dr. Contessa hired a party planner. Miss Renee is the nanny to help with the kids. Why are you asking me to take some off the grill? Why are you asking me to do all this extra stuff? I'm here for the kids. And Miss Renee kind of brought that up. She's like, I'm here for the kids. So I do get her point on that one. But at the same time, I'm going to get you a hotel. You take the kids with you. And I'll throw in a spa package.
Okay, but how about you throwing things at me in my house?
Now, this is where it gets ugly. This is where it gets ugly.
Because
Dr. Renee threw, I don't know what she threw, but in the direction of Dr. Contessa. Now, Dr. Contessa had to keep it together because she was on camera. But I'm going to tell you right now, her husband, Dr. I don't know what his name is. He hasn't done enough for me to really, you know. I would have, as the man of the household, he would have needed to walk her out.
Oh,
and
my
he
God.
Didn't do that. He goes, what's wrong with her? It don't matter what's wrong with her. She disrespected your wife, man. Yo, B.
No.
That's mm-hmm. your wife, the mother of your kids.
I wouldn't
You gonna let that bald-headed old lady throw something at her, even if it's a biscuit?
Oh,
you don't throw no biscuit at my wife.
She would never be allowed within 50 feet of our property, our kids, my shadow.
Man. So moving on, the whole crew shows up. They have a totally 90s themed entryway. Everything is just 90s
quad.
Themed. Quad showed up and showed out, honey.
Oh
yes,
my God.
Yes, yes, quad. But my question is, who the hell invited Mariah? Cause we know who invited her to New Orleans.
Probably Contessa.
But who in the hell invited Mariah to the 90s party?
Probably Contessa.
Dr. Contessa, stand up in your ish. Put it on Instagram. Put it on Twitter. Say, I wanted Mariah in my house.
Well, I do sense or get this idea that she probably feels the need to kind of impress Mariah. That's kind of what I felt.
Because if she don't, you will be back. And that's that check. I've explained this to you guys before. Mariah is the whole reason why there is Married to Medicine. So there is a little bit of butt kissing that you have to do.
Especially if you knew, you might feel, I can see why she would be inclined to feel like, you know, let me make sure I invite her.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. They had all the alizé, which wasn't real alizé. They had like some made up kind of alizé. Do you remember alizé?
Yes. The funny thing about it is, before watching the episode, I had not heard the word alizé in years.
I know people named alizé. I know people named alizé.
You know what?
Oh my God. I'm just thinking about it. I know people named Alizé.
I gotta go.
God, dog. So, Dr. Jackie, in my opinion, so I want to ask you, who had the best 90s outfit? Dr. Simone and Cecil did their Fresh Prince of Bel-Air homage with the Bel-Air mm-hmm. Academy jerseys. We saw Heavenly kind of looking like a Salt and Pepper remix. Everybody kind of did their thing. I thought Dr. Jackie was best dressed, but what did you think?
Okay, so
who
I'm going to either...
the most?
Committed the most, because that's a different question. My favorite, I would have gave it to Choir, because she just brought it.
Everything.
Brought it.
Everything.
Shut it down. But I would have probably given it to Dr. Heavenly, mostly because I feel like you could get the reference as soon as she walked in the door. You know, Salt and Pepper, Push It, that
push it
hairstyle
yeah.
is iconic, that hat is iconic. You know, people know that. So that, I would give it to her.
So, shoot. I hesitate saying this.
Uh-oh.
But it's AfterBuzz TV, and we are to give our pure opinion.
Absolutely.
You know, good, bad, and ugly. And I think that they're all smart, beautiful, and intelligent ladies. However, I would say that Dr. Heavenly's attire is the most stuck in the 90s. And sometimes when you're giving awards for actors and actresses, you're awarding them for playing a role that's very much far from who they are. And I don't think Dr. Heavenly had to go too far to dress that way. Dr. Heavenly and Dr. Simone have couture that is not quite current. That's just me.
Stylist alert,
which Dr. Contessa got her stylist because you see her weave is really laying with all that money.
Boom.
Girl, your weave got to be laying. I like Dr. Jackie. So they had a flashback. Rich alluded to this earlier. Dr. Jackie looks so much better now than she ever did in the 90s.
Literally.
But she made it sound like she had less stress in the 90s.
Maybe. She sounded single.
And girl, let me tell you something. My only concern is if you are single and got your stuff together and that's what you look like, you might want to dump Cecil and find you somebody better. Because you can't go back to what you were. Dr. Jackie, you look too good now to go back to that of which was the 90s.
And that's dealing with somebody who put you through all that craziness. You can still look that good? Nah.
So I want to say something on behalf of my hometown. I was born and raised in Seattle, Washington. Seattle, Washington is the birthplace of many Fortune 500s and large conglomerates, one of which is Costco.
Mm-hmm.
We all love Costco. You know, Costco set the bar and created this thing called, you know, membership shopping, mm-hmm. warehouse shopping. Don't you ever in your life disrespect Costco's Kirkland Signature brand products. Don't you ever in your life. Because number one, Kirkland is a city right outside of Seattle.
Hmm.
Kirkland is real. Okay? That's where Costco is based.
Okay.
Right outside of Seattle. Don't you ever in your life disrespect Costco or Kirkland Signature. Kirkland Signature is actually on the same level, and they make their spirits in the same factories, such as Grey Goose and some other ones I can't think of right now. So for them to shade Dr. Contessa for being smart and budget friendly for having Kirkland Signature spirits, they are wrong. And I'm not standing for it. God damn it.
Go in.
No, you don't disrespect my hometown. When you disrespect Costco, you disrespect me. You know what I mean? Damn Christmas gifts and whatnot have come through Costco for me. Shit. That pissed me off. And that was Quad, and I love Quad. I'd take a bullet for Quad. But Quad, on this episode, you were wrong. God. So let's get into Dr. Heavenly. Final thing of the night. You know how they have those shirts that say, like, Detroit versus everybody? Tonight, it was Dr. Heavenly versus everybody. So her and Dr. Simone have a little meeting of the minds with their husbands, which I thought was smart.
Probably smart.
Did you know that Dr. Damon was an Omega?
I did not know that.
He had on an Omega sci-fi hat. Now, as a member of the historically black Greek letter organization community, I've always been told you do not drink in your letters. I didn't see him with a red cup, but he had on his letters. So, Dr. Damon, you know, tighten up.
Ooh.
Tighten up.
Ooh.
But anywho, Dr. Heavenly and Simone have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Damon stepped in and kind of just covered Heavenly's butt. They came together, I think, and had a moment of understanding. I don't know if Dr. Simone and Heavenly apologized to each other and accept it, but I think they came to an understanding.
Yeah, I mean, it felt like understanding, and it felt like they hugged at the end.
They
hugged.
Hell, I hug people I don't like.
And we gonna stop that in 2018.
I know. In 2018, if I don't like you, I ain't hugging you.
Just handshake.
In 2018. So here's the ploy of all ploys. Dr. Simone, to me, is a very smart woman. And I think smart people who have a little bit of, you know, that in them, when they have a little bit of liquor, it intensifies. I think Dr. Simone saw her indiscretions with Dr. Heavenly, and she saw an opportunity to kind of take the attention off of her. Right? It's like,
ooh,
if she can be mad at somebody else, she'll forget that, you know, the last impression she'll have of me is, I apologize and we had this hug. So let me really get the heat off of me by tossing the fire onto some one else and stir the pot.
And she was stirring that cauldron. She can blame it on right tequila.
She can blame it on tequila. She can blame it on Hennessy.
Alizé.
She can blame it on Alizé. She can blame it on just pure vodka. You know what? In this case in point, you can blame it on Kirkland's signature. But damn it, you are wrong. Dr. Simone basically started an argument between Mariah
she did.
And Dr. Heavenly and said that Mariah kind of gave a backhanded insult to Dr. Heavenly.
Right.
And basically...
in front of the group.
In front of everybody. And my concern with that is you basically show Dr. Heavenly, I got your back. That's what that was. It wasn't like you two talk about it.
Yeah.
It was me stating my chess move. I'm on your side now.
It really was.
That was, first of all, brilliant.
Well played.
Well played.
Well played.
But we see what you did there.
Mm.
Nasty.
I didn't even pick that up. I was just like, why is she being so messy? But that makes so much
sense.
Don't
you get it?
That makes so much sense now. I wasn't in it. I was just watching the scene. I couldn't really process it all.
First of all, me and Rich didn't get a chance to spend, you know, New Year's with each other, so I brought him a little champagne. Didn't the champagne, you know, give you a little bit of insight? That's what it's for, to make your mind go and flow. Yeah. Dr. Simone, we see what you're doing. Stop it.
And it exploded.
And we'll see more of that next episode.
I cannot wait.
First of all, Married to Medicine, why in the hell we got all these one-day events being three episodes? They went to New Orleans. It was three episodes.
It was a long time.
The 90s party going to be 2-3 episodes. Hell. I don't know what to expect from this trip that they take as a couple. You know, they do the couple's trip. It's going to be 4 episodes. I love you to death, but when is this season going to be over? Damn. Anywho, in the meantime, because we still have episodes to go.
Yep.
I want you to give them updates about what you're doing.
Well, you guys just follow me on Instagram and Twitter, and then you guys can follow everything that I'm doing. I will tell you, though, that you guys can catch me this Thursday at the Critics' Choice Awards. I will be co-hosting the VR experience. And then I got a couple of other things coming up. You guys can catch me on Stripped on Bravo on January 30th.
January 30th on Bravo. I'll be watching.
At 10 p.m.
At 10 p.m. And in the meantime, while I'm just, you know, living this life that I'm living, you can find me on social media at So McCall Hall on Twitter and McCall Hall of Fame on Instagram, when sports and pop culture collide. And when you want to follow us on other platforms and whatnot and other shows, follow AfterBuzz TV across the board at AfterBuzz TV. So we've got a week until we see each other again.
I know.
You guys be safe out there. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.